This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another Second Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Forgo the bunny, forgo the eggs, forgo all that stuff. Head over to MyPillow.com. I'm sure your honey would much prefer to have a nice set of slippers or a bathrobe or some nice sheets for your bed. And check it out, because they have a whole bunch of stuff there for kids. No, really, they do. They got they've got pillows with Christian scriptures on them. So great stuff going on. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, really does a service to those of us who have been kind of banned from making money online. Mike Lindell is he backs causes that you and I back. So why would you give money to the Chinese? Why would you give money to those people who can't stand you? MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, saves you anywhere between 30 and 70%. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me as she does every week, every Friday. I'd like to say to kick the party off, but most of the time when we start, you don't look very party-ish.
I'm not a party girl.
Never?
No. I was telling somebody the other day, I have never used that term about myself as a verb. But I have friends that go, I party. Really? I've gone to a party, but I'm not a party.
You weren't one of those people that couldn't wait to get out of work on Friday so you could go to the disco. And
Been a mom for so long that when I get off work on a Friday, I just want to go to bed. That's it.
Wow. You've been old for a long time then, right?
I've been old for a really long
time. So, I grew up, Donna Summers from my neck of the wood. And, I mean, there were clubs in the 70s all over the place.
Sure.
Bunch of idiots like me with silk shirts and polyester suits on. Even with the vest. Remember the vest? Everybody had to have a vest back then. But you're shaking your head. You're trying to imagine me in that.
I never liked it. No, I just always thought it was creepy. I never liked it even when I was young. It was just not my thing. I'm not a party girl.
You know,
I'm more of a one-on-one kind of a person.
I didn't like the big parties. I didn't mind going to the smaller parties where a bunch of my friends got together, maybe a dozen of them. But when it got really big and out of hand, I just didn't like it. It was too noisy, and that kind of stuff. And where I grew up, you're going to laugh at me. They actually had an area next to the dump where the cops wouldn't bother you if you were there drinking and partying all night long. You couldn't burn anything down. You couldn't bother anybody. And they just kind of left you alone, you know? So, you could drop by there, throw back a few beers, and then get out of there.
No, so, not me. And then, I was raised in South Central, too, and my father used to say, ain't nothing good happening, out in them streets after 10 o'clock at night. So,
yeah.
Not true.
That's funny. Hey, look, all the women in my family said there's only one thing that happened to you after midnight. So you'd be in the house.
Yeah.
So
I'm kind of lame is what I'm saying.
No, you were actually kind of smart because it's true. It's, you know, out in the streets. I don't care whether it's South Central, Boston, wherever it is. You can't do anything but get in trouble. Yeah. You're really not much there for you to do at night, you know. Hey, I want to get back to it. We started this the last segment and the last hour, and it was our joyless Reed, you know, on Reed Out or Joy Out or whatever she is anyway. She was taking a swipe at Christians, and it seems to be the new, you know, the new fad. Let's take a swipe at a Christian any place we can.
Sure.
Call them out for being whatever. They have no clues what Scripture says. But she was closing the show up, and what she said was, I will just close on this behalf by saying it's an apostasy to call yourself a Christian, claim you believe in God and Jesus, when what you believe in is death. What you believe in is distributing as much death as possible to as many people as possible, even your own children, because you don't love them like you love firearms. You don't love them like you love the NRA. You know, here's a godless woman has no clue as to what Christianity is about. She went on to look at the Christians, like stare at the camera, and go, don't go to church on Sunday. And put, well, you know, your money in the basket, hoping that it'll grow as a seed and multiply, because literally all you're multiplying is the Republican Party. And death. I mean, this is like a whole hate spew. She is one hateful woman. And like other Democrats, has no clue as to what God's Word says about this stuff. Doesn't understand. God tells us to fight back. Matter of fact, we're not fighting back the way we should today, according to God's Word. But they have no clue because they are the gods, are they not?
Well, I like your little rant there, Joe. You left me with... Listen, I will start listening to them about being a Christian when they stop yanking babies out of the womb.
Bingo!
You know? But their job is to make people not want to be or be ashamed of being a Christian and being a Republican. They have a great PR campaign. You know, people don't want to be Republicans. People think Republicans are mean and evil and all that. And now they have seen they have a toehold into doing the same thing to Christians. Now they can really lump us up, especially after this Tennessee shooting. So they're going to go for. So let's not be surprised, people, when you hear this onslaught of them being hateful towards Christians. They have to do it. They have to do it.
You know, that part doesn't bother me. What bothers me more than anything with those people is their inability. You know, they speak out of the side of their mouth. They have no clues of what they're speaking about. And yet they consider themselves experts. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Yeah, they're going for it now.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We'll try it this way. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that, as you know, I know, I say it all the time, and some of you will write me and say, why do you keep repeating yourself? You ever watch Sesame Street as a kid? They didn't do it one time. The count didn't tell you, you know, 2 plus 2 equals 4 one time. You heard it over and over and over again. And there's a reason for it, because it takes a while before it sticks in your head. And it's the same thing here. Right? You guys, I see some of the posts, some of the responses to some of my posts. It's like, stop. Get informed first. Find out first what's going on, and then open your mouth. It is so cool when you're having a, I won't say argument, I'll say a spirited discussion with somebody to the left. And you could say, really? Because the CDC says different. When I had a discussion with somebody Yeah, it was this morning. And we were talking about gun violence in this country. And I said two things. Right now, if you look at the numbers and you remove the suicide numbers and you remove the accidental shootings, we are among the countries with the lowest gun violence on the planet. But you won't hear the left say that. All right, let me bring her on. Sonia Schmidt, my co-host. Always a pleasure to have her with me kicking off Friday. If that's the ignorance I'm kind of like talking about all the time, you know, and people won't get informed, but they're like telling me all kinds of stuff. Oh.
And then they get mad at you when you bring out facts. And then they end the conversation and walk away. And I say, don't waste your time with those. Just find somebody who has maybe you could make a little bit of inroads with. Because some people just, my mother used to say, some people can't be helped. And that is exactly who you're talking to when, yep, when they just come back at you with nothing. My relatives are like that. You try to say something factual or just ask a question to get them to think a little. They're mad. They get mad, hang up. Well, that's the way I think. That's the way I am. That's them. Okay.
Yeah, don't you hate, might as well take a red hot poker and stick it in my head when you say, well, it's just the way I am. No, no. Mm-hmm. It's the way you choose to be.
To be. Right.
Right? That's ridiculous. So, you know, and again, that it makes me nuts because we don't push back. You don't have to start a fight with them. But you can push back and say, well, I just said, no, that's the way you choose to be, because I'm presenting something to you here, and you could take that, and you could run with it. And matter of fact, I would love it if you would take the facts
prove
I just gave
wrong.
You. Bingo. I just say it to my
prove
kids all day.
Wrong.
Prove me wrong. I'll apologize.
Yep.
Right?
But they're too lazy. Nobody wants to do the research. Listen, how many news stations or whatever do you listen to on a daily basis just to try to, you know, hold things together and watch them over time to see who is right generally and who isn't right. You know, like I said, someone said this week that we're going to have a stock market crash, and I called my finance guy, and I'm like, I'm pulling everything out. It's going to die. And, you know, of course.
Yes.
He was like, yeah, they've been trying to do this thing with, you know, BRICS forever. It's not going to happen today. It's not going to.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, but it's gonna happen.
No, but it is true. Listen, since I started the show, I've been hearing that. I've been hearing how, you know,
right?
The stock market's gonna crash, your ATM machines aren't gonna work, you need to keep gold, silver, cash, whatever, at home, buried in the backyard or something like that. I've been hearing how they're gonna come get your guns. But I don't mean eventually. I mean, every year, it's the cycle where, you know, they're going to knock on your door and they're going to take your guns away from you. Well, okay. You know, it's feared that doesn't need to be put out there.
So that's probably very true. And I just remember seeing pictures of that time in Germany where they were pushing their money around in wheelbarrows and burning it for heat. And, you know, I guess some of those things have just stuck with me. I've been trying to order the Gulag Archipelago. You know, I think that's how you pronounce it. Because I read it as a kid, and it really scared the heck out of me. And I want to read it again because I think we're there again.
Okay. Let's take a little lighthearted turn.
Okay.
Although it won't be that lighthearted, but lighthearted enough. You know that Disney has now decided to change the lyrics to a song in Little Mermaid. I mean, I can't even imagine. But apparently the song, and I didn't hear it this much, Kiss the Girl, they're going to change the lyrics in there because people just feel like you shouldn't be forcing yourself on a girl. You shouldn't be telling others to go kiss a girl when you don't know if she wants to be kissed or not.
Oh.
And how do we even know if she's a girl, actually?
That's true. You got to start there now.
But I mean, think about what they're doing here, right? It's again, who was complaining? Six Karen moms? Who was complaining about this?
So it was a boy, and the original was a boy.
Okay.
Singing a song that had the lyrics "Kiss the Girl."
Okay.
I will tell you, for the most part, And your listeners can call you and complain if I'm wrong about this. But there ain't nothing worse than a guy who's too scared to kiss you. You gotta ask to do it.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to say there ain't nothing worse than a guy leaning in to kiss you and smells like he's been sucking on the dog's butt.
Now, and yeah, that would be bad, too. Okay, I give you that one. But we want men to be confident enough to know if we want to be kissed or not. If he wants to, if he's... So I don't know. And I think it's sweet when we normalize heterosexual relationships starting at an age where it's age appropriate. You know?
It's a learning lesson here. Listen, if a guy feels confident, maybe overconfident, how's that? And he leans in to kiss a girl and she doesn't want the kiss, she's got...
Trust me, she ain't gonna let him kiss her.
Thank you.
We're not talking about Pepe Le Pew men. We're talking about normal people here, okay?
If it was my youngest daughter, the guy would have woke up blurry-eyed. She would have been sitting on a bench going, what were you trying to do?
Exactly.
Okay? I mean, seriously.
No, but that, again, and we were talking about this when it comes to black people, they treat people like they don't have, that they are so weak, that they are so victimized, that they don't know how to see. Listen, a lot of what women are calling sexual abuse nowadays, it's like me and my older girlfriends, who, you know, we grew up in Hollywood, and they were like, that's what they're upset about. You just tell a guy to knock it off.
Yes. All right. Speaking of knocking it off, knock it off. We've got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. You got the check. We don't have to do any. Be back in a minute. People look so far. And then I return in a few minutes.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Russia is charging Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich with espionage, a charge the U.S. calls ridiculous. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia, John Sullivan, said the Kremlin doesn't normally follow the rules.
Of course, it's the Russian government's obligation under the Geneva Convention to provide us that immediate access, but they don't take those obligations seriously.
The reporter denied the charges and said he was just doing his job as a journalist. Have a plan in your head. That's the advice from police if you might be in the middle of an active shooter situation.
Choose what works in the moment. That's the advice from Officer Christopher Osek of the Colorado Springs Police Department.
The shooter, they're going from area to area, and they're just looking for people that are caught out in the open.
Osek says in the shootings at Club Q, some hid, some ran, and two people fought and saving lives. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Go to your host. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the, just be part of the solution. I don't care how you do it anymore. Just do something. Because once you get rolling, really, seriously, once you get rolling and you've got that thing in your heart, let me bring her on, Sonia Schmidt, my co-host on Fridays. You know, Sonia, you talk about all these things that need to be done. And when I used to say it, I'd stopped. I need to get back to it again, is find that thing you're passionate about, right? So if it's education, if it's, you know, how the city is laid out, city parks, find out what that thing is that you're hot on and laser focus on that, right? I mean, you make sure that you're helping the school board members, get the information you need, get the help that they need to make those things happen. Right. Agreed?
I totally agree. And I, where I see maybe our efforts are needed is the voting booths, the polling places. I don't care if you stand outside. I mean, I don't know. I know that there's groups where you can organize and learn how to be a volunteer and all that. I say do it because you know that our elections are being taken from us. You got to know that. Even the left knows what they're doing. So you can't participate in that A by not voting, because we do that too. I mean, you talked about Christians earlier. The numbers of Christians who don't vote is ridiculous. I can't imagine how they can complain about how we can complain about anything. And the same goes for Republicans or people on the right, conservatives. When you have thousands and thousands who don't show up, then shut up. Really, I don't want to hear it.
Well, it is kind of how I feel, you know, about people who, you know, used to be, if you didn't vote, don't complain. I'm going to go one step further with it. You know, if you didn't do your homework and you voted for Joey B., you can't complain about money. You can't complain about the stock market. You have no right to complain about any of those things. Because you knew what he was like.
Do you know anybody who voted for him? I mean, I know that we don't have big circles. Oh, really? Okay.
I do know. I do know some people that voted for him,
really?
But for all the wrong reasons. And you know what the reasons were?
Uh-uh.
I don't like how mean Trump is.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you can feel good about being broke.
Yeah. I had a friend who, I knew her from church, she's a Christian supposedly, and she didn't like Trump's tweets. Didn't matter that he was been great on issues of the unborn, for women, for black people, she was black. I mean, none of that mattered, because she didn't like the fact that he tweeted.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, can you imagine the woman who came to Jesus, the adulteress, and those men were chasing her with the rocks, right? And then he said to her, you know, okay, where are your accusers? Okay, I don't accuse you either. Go sin no more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today, you know somebody's sitting around going, whoa, 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 Jesus, why would it be sin for her? And what right do you have to judge her?
Oh, my God.
And maybe she was just trying to, I mean, you could see that happening today
right.
with the mindset that some of these people have, can't you?
Yes. I mean, nothing is normal nowadays. And
well, you can't even use that word. You're seriously.
Normal, that's right. Normative, normal, you can't know. What does that mean? Yeah.
Heteronormative, that was a word that triggered a bunch of these people. It's just amazing. Now, let's talk about how, remember, love trumps hate. Remember that line? Love
yes.
trumps hate, right? Because
yes.
they're understanding. They're the ones that, you know, they're not violent. They blah, blah, blah. I mean, I can throw up with all the stuff
they're
that they
inclusive.
Say. Yes, because they are inclusive and accepting of everybody. Well, kind
yeah.
of. Anyway, well, today there was a transgender mob that violently attacked that swimming champ, Riley Gaines, the woman that is pushing back on men, you know, born men, right, competing in swimming and other things like that. So she went to give a speech there, give a talk, and she was beaten by a man wearing a dress in San Francisco. So, I'm glad they were, they're a loving, understanding group, you know?
But they feel justified. If they feel, I'm getting their head for a little bit right now, only for a little bit, because things could go terribly wrong, but they believe that they're fighting off hate. So they are righteous in their violence. That's what they believe.
Yeah.
So when you they're kind of like, well, we should be doing all together. I'm not saying we should be beating up anybody, but if we could get like half of that anger towards stuff that really is evil, we'd be in a lot better. We'd be in a lot better shape. They are that angry at stuff that isn't evil.
It took the Italians to straighten out some of these people.
There you go.
So there was there a while back. I should find the clip on it. It was great. There was a bunch of these people that were going to tear down the Christopher Columbus statue. That's what it was.
Uh-huh.
Christopher Columbus Square in New York. And people don't even know the history behind that. I won't go into it, but
mm-hmm.
anyway. So they got this, and there was a group of Italian men. And they showed up, the other group showed up, and the guy says, I wouldn't touch that statue if I was you. You need to leave that alone. And, yes, there was a pummeling that took place within minutes because they felt so... The other kids felt so empowered, like nothing was, you know, they were going to be able to get away with it.
Of course, that was an Italian
neighborhood. I'm sure the cops there were Italian, too.
They felt that way because they've been able to get away with it for so long.
Yep.
And women like me have said more than once, where are the men? Because that's what should happen in most of these situations. But like I said, you know, they did the report recently that there's not even enough men or the type of men who could defend us in the military. But, yeah, if there were enough men who stood up against these little brats that are running the streets and accosting people, and the police are standing down, I mean, I don't know what their situation is, why they're standing down.
Well, they're told to stand down.
They're getting orders, right.
Yeah, they're totally... ridiculous. So they're told to stand down. You know it goes against every grain in their body, right, that they want to do, that they want to deal with.
And their jobs are at stake, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, if they move on it, yeah, their jobs are at stake.
Sure.
So, again, I want to go back to this this person that was giving the speech, and she had to be escorted by the police because the violence wouldn't stop. And here's the beauty behind this, right? Mm. The... the TPUSA, which is where the event took place, said that the riot was organized by the university's Queer and Trans Resource Center. Okay? Uh-huh. So, you know, here's a group that's supposed to be helping, you know, trans, gay, lesbian, what have you, groups and being on campus or what have you, and yet they're turning it into, you know, a violence club.
Again, I go back to what I was saying. They think it's justified. In fact, they get points for that in their circles. It's just like Hollywood. The more they discriminate against people who are not like them, the better off they're going to be at their dinner parties and with their friends. And, you know, we were all, you know, the topic of the week was Alf or whatever his name is, Bragg, and potential jurors and the judge and all that. And we can't understand how they could move forward with something that's so empty and so evil. And because, and I think Alan Dershowitz said it best, because if they don't, nobody will speak to them in their circles. They can't socialize in their world. They're going to be completely ousted. And most people hate that. Most people can't deal with that. You know, to do something right.
You know, when you watch some of these great stories from the past, these families that were wiped out by the Depression or certain things happen, in the movies you used to see dad would pick it up. Not that mom couldn't, but it was dad's job. Okay, we're going to lose the house or we're going to this or we're not going to have the job. All right, so here's what we're going to do. And he would pull the plan together and he would help execute the plan. Right. Well, I love the old movies, okay? And Cheaper by the Dozen was one of those movies that, you know, my wife and I and the kids used to watch. They loved it. The original one, the one that was in black and white.
Yeah.
And then you have the new one. Let's talk about the differences between them, because I know you love
it. Okay, wait a second. I just, full disclosure, my daughter was the writer of that one, and even she...
On the new one?
Yep.
I don't care. I'll still love you after.
She had a problem with it, too. It wasn't... All right. Hey, we'll it wasn't...
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Nothing like a good bass line. Robeson, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonya Schmidt has just depressed the heck out of me.
Why are you upset? What are you saying? Just because I participated in some of the things that make our world really bad?
No. Look at, you know, it's not a joke. It's a reality. Men don't like change. Let's start off there, okay? We like knowing that things are where they're supposed to be and life just, you know, moves forward and that kind of stuff. So
right.
My kids and I, you know, for years we used to, you know, Saturday was movie night, right? And so we would watch some of those movies, like Cheaper by the Dozen was one of my favorites, along with the second portion of that, part two, was Bells on Their Toes. Now, Cheaper by the Dozen was a story about a very, very famous guy, and his name was Gilbreth, okay? And you can look him up. I mean, the wife and the husband, very, very well-educated, very smart people. And they raised 12 kids, actually more than 12, but they raised like 12 kids. And some of the things that happen when you do that. Matter of fact, in the original, guess who shows up in the original movie as a character, mind you? Margaret Sanger.
Really?
So, does this see, it shows you how far back, now that was in the early 50s, right?
Ah.
Or late 40s, early 50s. So, there's a scene where these two women knock on the door, and little short woman, and she comes in, and the wife answers the door with the baby, and the woman says, we were told by the so-and-so club, we're from the women's chapter for, you know, family management or whatever it was, and she comes in, and she says, we were told that you were the person to talk to about starting a chapter here in our town. And so when she realizes who they are, what they want, she calls her husband in. And I could go through this whole thing, but the funny thing about it was they're all excited. And he says, well, let me introduce you to our little tribe. And he calls all the kids, a bunch of them. And the woman says, oh, do you run a daycare? And then she's looking at the kids and she's looking at him. She goes, oh, my, these are your children. Are they all yours? He said, well, I believe so. And I think there's a few more wandering around somewhere we probably could put our hands. But it was Margaret Sayer. And
wow,
not her herself.
But
it was hilarious.
Right. Wow. I was going to say, in California, you get that same response. If you have more than two children, they look at you like you're, first of all, ruining the planet. And second of all, like they want to ask you if you have a farm or something. Like,
I'm glad you contribute. Yeah.
So when I pick up my grandson from his school, which is a Christian school, you see, these people, they look like, what do you call them, Amish. There's so many kids. They're getting all these kids.
They pull up in a van, and they fill the van up with their own kids.
They're taking all these kids out of the car to go pick a couple more up from their classroom. Like, this is beautiful. It's really very beautiful.
Okay, think about something. So, you know, I had four kids, and I know guys that even have more, even today. You have to give stuff up. There's no way around it unless you're independently wealthy, right?
Yeah.
So you give some stuff up. And I think the problem is that people are so selfish, they don't want to give anything up, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to buy your kids $200 Nike and be better not now. But anyway, I don't know, Jordan, whatever the sneaker of the day is, you don't have to spend all that money on them. You know?
No, and it's character developing if they don't get that when all their classmates are getting it. But I wanted 11 kids. I always wanted 11
Have
kids.
Have you been checked? Really?
I know. I wasn't blessed with a husband, but yeah, no, I wanted a house full of kids.
Wow.
That didn't happen. Yeah. No,
no.
I always, but my family, they are farm people. So my mother's one of 9, my father's one of 11 or 12, something like that.
Wow.
So it's not, yeah, we're farm people.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm not a party girl. I'm a...
No, but I get it. My buddy here, I'll get crap for this too, but my buddy's Irish family, they had 14 or 15 kids.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, no, but the funny thing about it was they had like 7, and then mom decided she needed a break for a few years, right? Because she was just pumping them out every year.
Right.
And then there's a 3 or 4 year spread, and then she starts again.
Wow.
So later on, when they had them all, they literally had a real picnic, long picnic table in the dining room. And so the older kids would feed the younger kids first, clean them up, and then they would eat.
Oh, that's smart.
So, well, I guess that's why you take the break and you have the second.
That's smart. I've got a couple hundred of my grandkids coming over tomorrow that I've got to take care of by myself. And I'm like, what am I going to do? And they're playing
pizza. Come on, Grandma.
We don't do cheese. Okay. Grandma doesn't do gluten.
Send them over here. I'll take care of it.
I'm going to make street tacos. And they'll all
How do you make
me.
A taco without cheese?
I have vegan cheese. Anyway, but I'll have a house full of crazy kids tomorrow. I'll be, it's right up my alley.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, and again, it's I had Dr. B on. Dr. Bridget Melson was on this week. And, you know, some of the stuff that's facing the kids. We were talking about this a little earlier. Not just not having a dad at home, but what are the guidelines? What are you willing to fight for? What are you willing to show them? And go ahead.
No, one of my grandsons has his own phone now. And it's like one of those. And I can talk to their parents about some things, but I can't do it all the time about everything, and it's I go to the seminar called Protecting Young Eyes, I believe it's called, And they talk about the dangers of these kids having what they believe is their own device. When you say, go get your device or put your device, they said, never call it their device. It isn't their device.
Nope.
And I heard your Dr. B on your show. She says, sure, her daughter has to turn her device over to her at night. She doesn't get to go to her bed. They say, never let them go to the bedroom or the bathroom with their device.
No.
That's not what, but now, no, that's, they, it, I would be hard pressed to tear a device out of either one of my, you know, any of my grandkids, so.
Hands. Did you hear? She says, you know, they can't have them if she can't have the password. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and my kids have their passwords, but still.
Yeah.
They shouldn't, these things, it's like handing them over to a million strangers.
It's yeah.
Allowing them to have access to countless strangers, and they don't want to do these kids harm. And I'm sure you've heard about what TikTok, the influence. I bet China's not giving their kids these messages.
So no. If you, there was a story about that recently. Their TikTok is so much different than ours. It's
right.
only filled with, you know, science and their history and those kind of things.
Our kids are dancing. We think that that's cool. Oh, yeah. We're telling our kids, you know, to kill themselves. I mean, I wish I was making that up.
Yep. No, it's very true. And what they're seeing there. Look, I don't have a TikTok account. I have friends that have them, and, you know, I'll look at them in that light. But you say to yourself, why? If you look at what's on here, there is nothing of redeeming value that these kids are getting hit with. And they have algorithms, some of you don't understand, but they have these algorithms in place 12 to 15 seconds. And what happens if your child or somebody stops, whatever that particular theme is, then they start feeding that theme to you.
Letting them in, right.
Yeah. So you stay with it. And the longer you stay with it, depending whether it's girl or boy, and we go through the whole thing. Bottom line with this, they're setting your kids up. They're conditioning your kids to watch this stuff. They're conditioning your kids to do these things. And I submit something else to you, because you were in entertainment for so long. When our kids started watching these shows, where the kids pushed back on the parents, where the kids were nasty towards the parents, I think it started opening that crack up to tell them it's okay to do this.
I wrote kids' shows, I would have to fight with the executive producers all the time. Luckily, there was a person like me in the room who would fight back. But no, their agenda, listen, towards the end of my career, you couldn't even though kids wanted to see a mother and a father in the house, you could not pitch a show that had a mother and a father in the house. You had to pick one, but it wasn't going to be both.
Wow.
Yes, and they clearly said it. They told us. And we said, but the demographics, we went through the trouble of doing a test to see what kids wanted to see, and we're not going to listen to them? Nope. And yes, the kids talked back. The kids, I was like, there was one show I was on, Black Parents, and this kid talked back, walked out of the room, slammed the door, and went on a date. And I said, that would never happen. They got so angry with me. I said, that would never happen in a black home. Do you know that the actors on that show, when they did that scene, they all came to the producers and said, I feel very uncomfortable. This would not happen in a black home.
No.
So we got it out.
Or an Italian home.
Or an Italian home. They're one and the same.
Yes.
But yeah,
I agree.
I kicked my daughter's door off the hinges one day. She closed her door and locked it?
Yes. All right, look, we're up against it, and I appreciate you hanging out, as you usually do. We'll catch up with you next week, I'm sure. Well, we'll do some more family stories so people can laugh at us together.
All right.
All right.
God
bless. Have a great Resurrection Sunday. We'll be back.
Thank you.